Module 3, Video 7, Small Intestinal Bacteria Overgrowth Diet. There's lots of diets talked about for small intestinal bacteria overgrowth. The top two are specific carbohydrate diet and FODMAPs. Now, what's super interesting about SIBO diet comes from this research study. So this research study took two groups of people. It subjected them both to the same drug for SIBO. So all people had SIBO, and it subjected them all to rifaximin. Now, one group of people were also given partially hydrolyzed guar gum. And what this study found is that the group that was given the guar gum performed statistically significantly better, about 25% better than the group without. The reason guar gum is so important in this study is guar gum is something that is considered illegal on the specific carbohydrate diet. Basically, theoretically, guar gum would exacerbate SIBO. And what this study found is that by feeding people that had SIBO a little bit of the food that tend to exacerbate SIBO, they actually perform significantly better. So since this study came out, the way that we focus on our diet is what we call FODMAPs and SCD aware. So basically that means that we look at the symptom, or we look at the food list for FODMAPs and specific carbohydrate diet. We educate our patients on the foods in these two diets, and we basically have people avoid these foods if they cause symptoms. And so on top of that, we do like to make sure that we include some FODMAP foods, particularly partially hydrolyzed guar gum, during the treatment phase, as this can possibly increase effectiveness due to the study. Another thing we can do that seems like it possibly theoretically could be a food that might work for increasing the effectiveness of the results, just like guar gum does, is glucomannans or propylmannans, which are found in OptiFiber Lean. So around 3 to 6 grams per day of the OptiFiber Lean theoretically may be helpful, although it does need more research to confirm that. Now, in order to figure out what foods are on the FODMAPs and SCD diets, I want to refer you to Allison Seebecker's work. Dr. Allison Seebecker is an amazing research and naturopathic doctor who specializes in small intestinal bacteria overgrowth, and she has a lot of free information on her site. So the link you see here that will be available in your PowerPoint is a link to her SCD and FODMAPs guide. And the cool thing about her guide is she combines all of the foods from both of these two types of diets that are good for SIBO people into one easy to use spreadsheet or handout. And so you'll see on the handout, some foods are listed in the green, some are listed in the yellow, some are listed in the orange, and some are listed in the red. And it works just like you can imagine. Green means go, red means stop. So everything towards the green side are going to be less likely to cause a worsening of SIBO symptoms. Everything closer to the red side of the handout is going to be more likely to cause SIBO symptoms. So what we recommend is downloading this handout. We give this to all of our patients and basically instruct them just in the way that I have instructed you and tell them to look at these foods. If they are feeling bloated and they're feeling uncomfortable, then lean more towards the things that are low FODMAP, low, and that they're good on the SCD diet, which are going to be more on the green side. And once they do that, then they can start adding in some of those foods that are closer to the red into their diet and watch for symptoms. As long as they're not experiencing any negative symptoms such as bloating or a worsening of constipation or a diarrhea, with adding those foods back in, those foods are safe for them to eat. And as long as they can tolerate, adding a teaspoon to a tablespoon of guar gum a couple times a day can really help treatment effectiveness. The next video, we will be continuing to talk about treatment, but we're going to be more talking now about treatment from a prevention side. So we're going to move away from the treatment of SIBO onto the treatment of the migrating motor complex. See you then.